If we can finish that today, it'll be great. Tomorrow is the sugi what's called Chozer Venir, which is a sugi in the Ramah Simit Tzadi Tesevav. If we can finish that tomorrow, it'll be great. If we can start Chazara, we have to have a Chazara, which starts Wednesday, sometime or other on Wednesday, or the beginning, middle, or towards the end, depending on how we're able to cover this ground. And I want to give Chazara on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Sunday. 3 days of Chazara. A lot of days. We only had a fairly short amount of time, the whole thing. But I wanted to, you know, it's always good to review. The Bechina is on Monday, a week from today, Mit Hashem, 9 o'clock in the morning. Be a Bechina. And then we're going to start the new Inyanim. We're going to start with Simon Kuf, a lot about barrier, a lot about bugs, strawberries, and all kind of all these things, and the water. So we will discuss at a great length. Mit Hashem starting, we already alluded to it already yesterday. I'll be starting Mit Hashem a week from today. It's a very important sugi. Okay, let's turn our attention. The Simon Tzadi Tes, Siv Zayin. Now, some people weren't here yesterday for whatever reason. Some were unable to get it because the railroad wasn't working. All right, Mochaloch, Mochaloch, Mochaloch. Everybody else, I don't know. But we should make sure to try to come whenever possible. Tzadi Tes, Siv Zayin. Im Nivla Yisr Muot, the Toch Kli Kosher. Im Darko shall also Kli Lishtamash Bo B'Shefa Heter. Mutl Lishtamash Bo Lechatchila. Kaven show Isr Muat, V'yev Shalavah Den Esinas Tam. Lefichach Isr Mashu, Shenivla B'Kedera B'Toch Kankanim V'Chayotze B'Hem. Mutl Lishtamash Bo Lechatchila. Afilu B'Ben Yomol, V'yev Shalavah Den Esinas Tam. Avol, Im Nivla B'Kli Shadak Lishtamash B'Itim B'Dava Muat, Kikara V'Chayotze B'Hem. Oh, so Lishtamash Afilu B'Shefa, Xerah Shemishtamash B'Hem, Dava Muat, The source of this is the Beis Yosef, as usual. He quotes it from the Rivash, and the Rivash is based upon a Ravid. Only problem is, the Rivash and the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber here never tell us why there's no problem of a Mevatlis of the Chatchila. What's this thing doing over here? This belongs to the Simon Kufcha Beis by Kasher and Kalim. What's it doing here? It's obvious it relates because Simon Tzadi Tes Hey, Vav and Zion have to do with Ein Bevat Nisal Lechatchila. What's unclear is what's the connection, how do you obviate the problem Ein Bevat Nisal Lechatchila when there's a small amount which is absorbed in the pot? Not a word. Radio silence. Zero. Nothing. If one looks in the original source, which is the Ravid, and we saw yesterday in the Ran, that's on the Mar Makomas, the Ran in Masechta Avodah Zarah, that you'd base him in base, there he quotes it from the Ravid. He tells it, gives it the answer. The answer is, by Balua, there's no halacha, and Mevat Nisal Lechatchila. Fine? So if we weren't any wiser, we'd assume the Mechaber holds like the Ravid. The problem is we are wiser. Because it says over here, on this Simmons, Tzadi Tes Siv Zayin, the Shach writes, Chav Gimel, Kol Siv Zeh, Hu Kofel, Lekamon Simon Kuv Chav Beis Siv Hei, and I'll explain it later, B'siyata D'shmayin. So we looked it up yesterday. Those who have the green Shulchan Aruch can look it up right now again. Simon Kufchav Beis Sifei. I don't know things by heart, but I think I do remember the last six words. That when it's not B'shefa, is a problem. Afilu Dover Muat, Vafilu Yisr Balua. I'm quite sure those are the last six words in Kufchav Beis Hei, and they're lifted verbatim from the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. Who's obviously arguing with the Ravid. So he holds there is a problem in Mevat Lechatchila by something which is Balua. And the answer presumably is for the following reason. Because the Rashba holds, simple pshat in the Rashba, that the very essence of Mevat Lechatchila is lest you make a mistake and miscalculate. You won't really have the shishim. So if it's a question of miscalculation, what's the difference if it's Balua, if it's Be'en, it's an irrelevancy. That's Shita Sarajba. Contrast is with the Ravid, that the Ravid has a lumdus in the Ein Mevat Nisal Lechatchila. Maybe even in the Raisa, maybe like the Ra'or said, it's not logical. I mean, we saw it yesterday on the Makoros. It's Chayin Bedin, it's not right. Maybe an Issa the Raisa Mevat Nisal Lechatchila. Oh, so the Ravid says, all right, that's by an Issa Ben, not by an Issa Balua. Then I, the Ravid, make my own Zera. Granted, the Ein Mevat was taken care of because it's Balua. But I make my own Zerah. What are you going to miscalculate? Oh, Darka B'Shefa, we're not fearful of that. Now, then it's an obvious contradiction in the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber over here says, quotes the whole truth of the Rivash, based upon the Ravid. The unspoken here reason for the Ravid is what? There's no Einavat Tzachilo when it comes to a Balua, but the Rajba said there is, and the Mechaber quotes on the Kufcha of Beisif Hey. So what's the reason over here? What is no din of Einavat Tzachilo? It doesn't say. So my suggestion at the very end of yesterday's shiur was maybe if you had another reason that we speak about, which is the reason of the many Rishonim, Eino Mechaber Levatlo. He's not of Kavana, Mevatlo Yisrael Lechatchilo. This Eino Mechaber Levatlo is a very important point, and that's found by yesterday to see in the Maram Akamis, Simon Pei Dalad, Sif Yud Gimel, which discusses the issue of warming and melting the honey to subsequently strain out the namolim, the ants that got in there. Aye, so the taste of the trave is getting into the honey. Doesn't matter. It's not his kavanah. His kavanah is just to get them out to the country. He wants them out. He has to dissolve and melt the honey to be able to get the namolim out. And there's a whole nachlas tzir, which I ask you to see, a lengthy piece. It's written by the author of the Pesach Tshuva. Back on Peidalad Yud Gimel, the bottom line is that we accept la halacha that if you don't have kavanah to be mevatel it's mutter. The Yad Yehuda was an opponent. Yad Yehuda said it's against the Torah. Subsachon that we saw doesn't give that teretz. Right? We had a problem with the Ran himself. Seems to give two different teretz to the same question. The question was there, but kashim for Pesach. So the Ran in Avodah Zarah says ain't a mechavein. There's no ain't mevatel chadchila. Whereas in Psachim he said, for different reasons, it's not Pesach, it's not an Issur yet. That's a bit of a problem with the steer in the round. In any event, bottom line is, the Yad Yehuda says we don't paskin this din of Einam Mechaber. But I thought that we have to paskin that din. That's the only way for us to explain Simon Sadi Tes Sif Hey, Sif Zayin rather, why there's no din in about Nisal Chathila. Don't tell me because it's Balua, because the Mechaber writes explicitly in Kufcha Beis Hey, I feel it's a Balua is the problem. And within according to the Torah of Baisa Kotzer and the Mechaber quotes it almost verbatim, that it is Imvat Nisal Lechatchil. So therefore, the best answer over here is to say, in this case, Eino Mechaber Levatel. This is what I was suggesting at the end of the shiur yesterday. Fine. Just wanted to review very briefly some of the highlights of yesterday's shiur. Fine. Now, the Vilna Gaon had a different take over here in Sif Kotten Yud Ches in Sadi Tes. He says, no, this halacha that if it's l'itim, not b'shefa, it's usher anyway, what's the reason for this? That's not because it's not doing about Zechatchila. Again, the undercurrent is, the unspoken theme is, and the Baal was taken care of some other way, either Balua, like the Ravid, or Einam Eskavin, as we said in Pei Dalet. We're talking about our own Gzeira over here. What's the nature of this Gzeira? Says the Gra in Sivkot Yud Ches. Where did it come from? What's the source making up new Gzeiras? What's the source? The answer is, we find it with what the Gra calls Gedola Mizuamu B'Kesoa V'Odazara Osu Kedera Shein Abas Yoma Otu Bas Yoma V'Kol Shkein but also Kli Atzmo. This is what it says. And the source for this, presumably, is the Tur. The Tur, not over here. The Tur is in Simon Kufchav Beis. The Taz quotes it in this rather lengthy piece in Simon Sadi Tes, Sif Koton Tes Vov. In my edition, it's like a page and a half. Okay, I'm not going to read the whole thing right now, but if you look carefully, a few lines of this lengthy Taz, which will be enlightening for us. Let's take a look together. All right, let's look together. We're not going to discuss the first piece, which is not our Indian right now. But take a look, Rabosai, over here. It'll be a good chazara for us. It's about a little less than halfway through the Taz. He's quoting from the Ran that we saw in Shir yesterday on the board, on the screen. Let's see it today in print, as it's quoted in the Taz, Sivkot, and Tezvav. It's hard for me to tell you where to find it. It's a different edition of the Shulchan Aruch. It starts, V'chein kosev harayvit. The word harayvit maybe is somewhat a little bit easy to find. Kosev harayvit. In my edition, what habalua is in brackets. Do you have that? Do you have a bracket of habalua? I'm asking. Do you have the word habalua in brackets? And you don't even have it. Do you have it or don't you have it? You have it in brackets. You have my shulchan like this. You have this one? You have the green? Oh, so the green also. So that's the negative way to find it. Where is it? What? Top of the page? Where is it? What wide line? What number wide line? First wide line at 158 for those who have the green edition. Okay? Habalua, as we saw on the screen yesterday, the key is Balua. There's no any Ra'as Chatriya by Balua going to the Ravid. Hashidu B'Shari Surin going Chedu B'Dam, B'Nafu L'Gdera. Okay? V'Dafka, now this is on his own. V'Dafka, Sheyisut Shenafu Shamu Mashu, Sheyaf Shalavu L'Dein Osim Tam. Or Shenafu B'Kli Shein Mishbash B'Ala B'Yishbishal Merubu. This is what the Ravid holds. And the Ran doesn't like it. The Ran doesn't like it. And what did the Ran say? We're not discussing over here a bittel or a misarev. No. Mayim efigim ayayin anivle betoch hakli umevatlin tama lo shema arvin osa meheter alareyu keilu sarfin osa bimkomo. And the Ran is clearly learning that in this kind of a case is not a mevatlin, it's only if it's taruvis. He's just burning it up in his place. That's not included in the violation of a mevatlin isa lechatchila. And then he says the other secondary critical point: Behold, shafilu toma shemotzian osel ma'arvan osel maheter lo nesa levatl isa lechatchila ela lemishem miskaven levatl get the honors from menu. Av a miskaven achshar akliv and anena meiser shari. This is the famous reason of the Ran, which I claim is the reason for the mechaber right over here, even though I didn't mention it. Because the original reason given by the Ravid is Balua, the Mechaber rejects explicitly in Siman Kufcha Beisif Hey. Oh, the name is a Nimshach Likushal Atur. Shekosim is Siman Kufcha Beis Al Dirvi Harashbo. Ve'eno Nira Lahatir Mikal V'Chomer. It's with the Gruach quote in Yud Ches. It's verbatim from the Tur. Da'filu Kedeira Sheino Bas Yoma Shiob Muteres Asura Shem Gzeresh Otu Bas Yoma. Kolshkein, but also Kliatzmo, Afal Pisha Ein, Derach Lishtamish Babadav Muad, Yeshlon Ligzer Otu Shemishtamish Babadav Muad, Ad Kan Lashono. He argues in the Rajva. He holds like the Ran. Okay? But the question becomes the Beis Yosef is this tremendous kasha against the Tur, about 10 lines later. Hiksha Beis Yosef, Allah Tur Simukufcha Beis. Ein kushya so kushya klal arashba. Why? The akoro lo shari el lefisha eno matzui bedava muat. Hu ma'inyin ze l'kedera ben yomo. If you have it in brackets, v'she'ena ben yomo. Do you have that in brackets? Do you have that? V'she'ena ben yomo? You don't have that? Uh-oh. Okay. V'chule shematzui levashul bezu bezu. It really should be there. If they left it out, then they really assume a Latin of a chule. He writes on the side, notes of apilashin of Beis Yosef Shem. Aha. It's not in the original Taz. It's unfortunate. That's a tremendous kasha. Eina ben yom atem ben yom is a perfectly logical example because they're both very common. But here, if it's dark l'shtamash b'shefa, it's not common to use a shalom b'shefa. What is the Torah from the Rajma? So I can't have time, I don't have time to go through the whole piece. What the Taz is basically saying is it's not a kasha against the Rajma as such. It's only a kasha from the Raya that he brought. So the Raya is no Raya. That's what it means. The Taz's question is that the Raya is no Raya. He's not explaining, not a kasha against the very thesis of the Rashba, but it's a question against the Raya that he brings. That he brings. In other words, if you want to skip a lot of lines in the Taz, I'll show you I'm picking up much, much later. He writes as follows. Oh, Al zeh hiksha atur b'derech zeh. I don't know if I can show it to you. This is about three quarters down in the Taz. The vadai the kush kushin in vatan yofa marta came and shaklim gadol the bezein shach shum gzeira to al kopan and pogemu. That's a healing strap. To ball the tarit kam kushach vishona bezeh linyan heter. Nafkumina shari sungon chelav dam is mani svarazo zeino. The kevan she'en lecha rayim and a gemara al zeh. The gemara higher b'davar a pogem. Minoloch lomar bein a pogem. The mahanik li gadol. Dilma hasam gam gazrinon gam kein mishum het demuon. Kid the gazrinon b'kedera she'en abas yama. Afal gav she'esh lechalek bein gzeiros elu. Mitzad matzui k'mo she'kasav beis Yosef. Brackets. You have the brackets that I have? Lechalek beinayim. Do you have that bracket? No. Masha'en ken achshav devarai neymach yeichi de gazin, etc., etc. So the kasha and the din, there's a taz in the base here, in the Torah's kasha against the Rashba. The kasha is only a kasha on the raya. On the raya. Okay, that's all it is. Fine. Now, the bottom line of all this, watch this now. There's a critical bottom line over here. Watch this. Very, very important. Watch this. He says, Nimsa lefizeh, we're left off. The gam hatur svirle hateret shal harashba. The mahani kli gadol, the nishem avat, the nisa lechatchila, kemen she'eno elamashu. But that's but he adds a critical condition. Critical. Fahainu b'midi de pogame. Av b'midi de eno pogame. Lo mahani. Kevan dikal kopon el migzor. And therefore, he writes elsewhere what he writes, etc., etc. Kevan shatur v'aran chokam al arashva v'hem basroi. Roi lahachmir kamosam lo mahani kli godo. Alamakam shu pogame. He limits it to a davar hapogem. Says the Gilead Marashah. This is very, very critical. Very, very critical. I don't know if you have it in your edition. Gilead Marashah starts with v'hochi kaimelon. V'yesh la'ayin imahani b'kli gadol lahashoso ad yiyab eno ben yomo. Ein shach simel kuf base of gotten ches. Ulai, kevan de gamim mishamish ba boda ben yomo, eino elemishim gzeira dilma yishamish betem muot, havi gzeira le gzeira. He wants to suggest that we accept the heter of daka b'shefa in a cliche in a ben yomo, because even the Taz who argues against it accepts it when it's by davar pogame. And we should say, nosen tam lef gamim after 24 hours is pogame. I exera otu klik ben yomo. That's exera the exera. Normally, we make the exera because you know why. In case you make a mistake and use a ben yomo, it's going to be make the food treif. But over here, where the worst case scenario, we won't make a treif because it's bedaka l'shamash b'shefa. Maybe they never made exera the exera to aser using a klisha bedaka l'shamash b'shefa by an ben yomo. Same as davar hapogem. As the Taz says, it is davar hapogem. Maybe yomo is no son of kam. That's a critical Gilead Marashah, and I think many posts accept this in a pinch, and they will cash it something. Then the Mechaber is rejected by most poskim, but Eina Ben Yomo is the equivalent of Dover Apogim, and it's also the Mechaber doesn't even require it. So that's what's done, I think, in many situations where we have a problem. Okay, fine. Narabosai, I want to share you some of the wisdom of the holy body of Shulchan. Whoever has it, please, I see some people have it, please open it up. Tremendous safe. This is a great safe. Great safe. So if those who want to look it up later, don't have it in front of you, it's in Simon Sadi Tess, Sif Hey. Towards the beginning of the Sif, I have to tell you that Rabbi Feivel Cohen Shlita had certain improvements in his latest svarim. One, you can actually read them. He put them in, made the print bigger. He put in a little bit punctuation, a little bit, and then did one other favor. And when he has the siman on top, he tells you what sif it's in. If you learn Pasuk B'cholov, you can go So you follow what sip it's in. Some sip go 20 pages. You have no idea what sip you're in. So he did us a favor, put the sip on top. So that's a couple of improvements that in the later editions, the later works that he has put out. If you look on his original Sforma, Nida, which is his first sefer, you can go, a sif, go, if you know where the sif is in, and the print is even smaller than Basel B'chol, or at least seems to be more dense. So as things go on, it gets a little bit easier to read. I guess the generations have gone down. I mean, he always used black print. It was always clear. Didn't have to worry about the Rashi script and the poor print. That was always an excellent print from the first minute. But he's a classicist. He's going to put no paragraph, no periods, no, just like Tosis. If you can't read Tosis, you shouldn't read my sefer either. Basically, what he's telling you in a nice way. So you guys have to know that. That's why I have to learn to read Tosis. Read the Bar Yashuch. With that introduction of Osai, Sadi Tes Sif Hey, the first four words. Ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. Rav Osai, those four words in the Sefer Bar Yashulchan span from the last word of page Samach Tes until page Ayin Vov. That's eight pages on four words. It's a good thing as on top of Sifri, otherwise we totally get lost. So on the third of those pages, take that back. On the fifth of those pages, page Ayin Gimel, he has iser lechatchila. It's a biurim, Isol Lechatchil. He quotes himself in Sivkot and Chavtes, the following fascinating shilas. I have a suffek iser. One of two ways. Either a chatichas baser, I'm not sure if it's shchut or nevela. Or, I know there's a piece of nevela here, but I'm not sure if it fell into the original mixture. So again, the two different cases. He writes here on page I and Gimel on top. Some say also levatlo. We don't say sveka de rabbana lekula. Why? Because the original suffek, either what on the nature of the object or whether it fell in, is daraisa. So we machmir as a sveka de raisa lechurma. Even though the whole nafkamina here is for imvatlo lechila de rabbana, which is like a kind of this galgal kind of story. And some are mekil, and he himself said they want to be machmir. Okay, who are the people who are mekil? Shach? Shach! The Shach is Megal, you're Machmir? What? That's not traditional. Where's the Shach? Simen Kuf, this is in Tziyunim Kuf Dalet. Simen Kuf Yud Dalet Sivkot and Chof Aleph. He writes there, look in the Biurim. Look in the Biurim. Okay? So let's take a look over here. First of all, we'll see in our Simen. Simen Tzadi Tes, in the Siv Seidas, Sivkot and Zayin, as he sends you there. Sadi Tes Hey, Sif Seidas, which is of course the Prima Godim's commentary on the Shach. The first Shach Zayin, Emevadish Lechatchila. On this is a somewhat lengthy Sif Seidas. Takes up most of the page over here in my edition. And there is a Dibra Maschil over here, Vihine. I think it's going to start in different ways. I don't know if it's bold at all. In your edition, v'hine lechor and afkamina, is suffek inafal isatara letavshel benamino. The word e is in brackets. If you can find it out, you see the word e in brackets. It's siv seidas of the prima garden, simin sadi tes, siv cotton zayin. The earlier part of it is a little bold v'hine, and the word e in brackets. E and mevatle min atara also the hosif. Ima de Rabbanon, have a suffer de Rabbanon ulakula. So he wants to be Mekil, he suggests initially to be Mekil, etc. Okay. Umikolam gama yura. At the end of the day, the gamze absur. Dloma mikri suffer de Rabbanon kiai gavna. Look in various sources who say that. He is machmir in this child, presumably because the original Isser is an Isser Daraisa. However, the Shach, we said before, is Matir. Matir. Okay? Now, he seems, which case is he Matir in? The case of the Shach is a Suffolk Isser, which certainly was Nisarev. The case is given over here by the Biurim. He tells you the case of the Shach. What's the case? next to the last line on page Ayin Gimel. Shach Kuf Yudalad in Karkom. She should stop ek shema nimtzva chute basa. Hazel mamish kinidon aprim begodim. She is lefanenu suffek isur Torah. Whether it came in or not. Uvachol zos hitir ashach levatlo. Umuchach lechor misham bedas ashach. The low kaprim begodim. But sarachi in the last words on aprim begodim. Next page. Shalokosav klum letaretz bazeh. The prima goda makes reference here to the shach. He tells you to look up that shach in Simon Kuf Yudalid, Sivkotin Chav, Sivkotin, what is it? Chav Aleph. But he doesn't, has no refutation. So he doesn't understand why the prima goda is machmir. But despite the fact he doesn't understand it, he himself adds his last words in this sub-paragraph, top line of page Ayin Dalid. Umikomagom ledina nira lahachmer. Kedash Prima Godem. Why? Why? He himself refuted the Prima Godem. It's against the Shofan Ashach. So why is he machmer? I don't understand why he's so machmer. I don't understand why he's machmer. I don't. But he is. He's machmer. Either other riots that are being brought. See, he knocks off all the riots. I don't want to go into all the riots right now. Again, Prima Godem says they refer to Kuf Tezvov and the Shach. We just said Kuf Yodal and the Shach of Aleph and the Prisha and the Truma Sadeshin. And he says the Raya from the Shach Kuf Tezvov, the Yesh Lachalik. In those cases, it's a Suffolk im Yera bePulaso Shemaisa Shobit. The case is that maybe some milk in the butter, maybe the milk in the butter was evaporated by the fire. Aye, there are some worms creeping around in the grain that's being ground. No, catch shemayivchu ataloi mikol atchina. These bugs, they're scared of noise. They're gonna run away. Halavai, we should in our house. We should make noise. They run away. From the side of the it's grinder, yeah.
According to the Mekilim Gemara, Suffolk Isser fell in. So according to those who would require washing all lettuce and strawberries and all that stuff because of the possibility of bugs being there, if they would throw it into a grinder where they would know that it would be buttle, so according to the Shach who's Mekel, that would be totally mutter.
That's very possible. And what I'm gonna say, there's no reason about this Ratchila. Because their kavanah is not to grind up bugs, their kavanah is to grind up lettuce.
Right. And besides that,
it's something. And plus, there may not even be any bugs there. We don't know for sure the bugs there. It's interesting. Of which of the two kshilas, a vadai iser suffolk there, or a suffolk iser vadai there? So the I don't know which one is better or worse, but the Bali Ashulman does, because he says, suffolk iser, right? For example, we're not sure if it's an is in the first place, or we're not sure if it fell in. Some say in both those cases it's also in both cases. Afilu b'mikre hasheni shesafik lanu im yesh kanis klal. That's more kal. You're not sure that it fell in the first place. That's more kal. In one case, it's a shtick. It's known as a suffolk Yisr, and it fell in. Here is the suffolk that fell in the first one. It's even more kal, according to the Shach. So the fact that the Shach is Mekel, he may be Mekel only in the case where we have a Vara Yisr, and not sure if it fell in. Maybe he'd be Machmer in the case of a suffolk Yisr, which certainly fell in. That's a possibility. We're just giving from based on the direction in which he goes. Oh. Fine. Finally, over here in this respect, we discussed earlier in the Ran, we saw the Ran. A mevat nislachatchil is only if you mix it into something. So now bottle quantitatively. What if you zap it? You zap it, it becomes pogum. So the Ran says, that's not called nislachatchil. Well, that's a whole dispute as well over here. He talks about it here in Sifkot and Lamed. Some say if you cause it to become nifgam, that's also a violation of a mevat anisa lechatchila against the ran. Against the ran. And he says it's a similar shaila. Can you take a kli which you want a kasher, but it's still within 24 hours? We discussed this a lot of months ago. You'll pour in some ammonia. You'll pour in a davar hapogim into the pot in order to make it an Eino Ben Yomu equivalent, so you'll be able to do agola without shishim. So he wants to know, is that the equivalent of our case? He says, well, not quite the equivalent. There, on the one hand, is a plus, Eino Miskav and Levata. There's also there a minus, Gzeinu Ben Yomu to Ben Yomu. So he leaves it as being something which is not, it's related, but not exactly identical. Ad kana bosi achazara of Inyonim of Simon Sadi Tes, Sif Zion. Learning a little bit about Sif Hei. Are there any questions before we proceed? Okay, we now go back, again continuing from yesterday's Shia, but we'll try to review briefly for those who weren't here and discuss issues of Sadi Tes Hei. So let's get off Zion now and go back to Hei. Go back to Hei. Let's look at the Pischei Tshuva, Rabosai, Sifkaton, Hey. Pischei Tshuva, Sifkaton, Hey. Okay. Let's get a review a little bit from what we spoke, things we spoke about earlier. It says in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi Tesef, hey, in Bemezid is also the Mevatel Atzmo, in Mushalo. The Chayim Lemishin is Batel Bishvila. We discussed already on Thursday, Skype Shir a little bit. Okay, says the Pischei Tshuva, hey. Arim Behedr Shem Ataz, the Omer Mutter Shogegu. Not everyone agrees to that. Some say Omer Mutter is considered to be Bemezid, even though he doesn't know that it's also, but he knows he wants to be Mevatel. Look at this, I love this. Unbelievable. An Amoritz, who never heard of the Shaila, he is a Shogeg. He has no way of knowing. But it's Talmud Chacham, who talks about it to a Kerlnik, or I don't know what, some Rosh Hashiva, where they're learning Bava Metzia. And they're not holding by Halach Lamais and Yonim. And he asks, yeah, it sounds good to me. And he didn't ask a Rav who's used to Paskin Shilas. He's worse. He's a Poshea. He asked the wrong person. Wow, this is a little scary. All those who Paskin Halach are based on the internet are included in this. Rabbi, I often, also. But I saw on the internet that it's mutter. It's like a guy goes to a doctor. Rabbi, doctor, but the internet says fakir. So go to the internet. We save yourself a lot of money in terror. Go to the internet. Internet be a doctor. Same with the Rav. I found a Bar Ilan, and someone said it's mutter. Everything was, someone said it's mutter. Don't go to the Lomdim. The Lomdim are only good Lomdim if they learn halacha also. It's a fascinating Pischei Tshuva. Fascinating. Now, the truth is, the source for this is the Tzemach Tzedek. What does it say in the Tzemach Tzedek? So here, the Biurim wants to tone things down. This is again found in Simon Sadi Tes, Sif Hei. In the Biurim, the Ramaschal Bishogeg. It's on page Ayin Ches. Well, we have it, look inside. Quote the Pischei Tshuva, quote the Tzemach Tzedek. What's his case? A man, you're not going to believe this. A man married a woman, listen carefully, Eishes Chomif. His father-in-law had a second marriage, not his own mother-in-law, of course not. And the father-in-law died or divorced her. Now he likes this lady. Oh, they spent the Pesach together for the last 20 years. Right? So now he wants to marry this lady. It could be it's close to his age. You know, it's a second marriage. It's, you know, I could see this case happening. He wants to marry, catch this now, his mother-in-law's wife, his father-in-law's wife. You got the case? Okay. not your mother-in-law. He's a second wife. Good. He was married a second time, a younger woman, a little, you know, around his age, let's say. Wants to marry her. So what does he do? He asks the yeshiva guys, can I marry her? And they said, yes. What's the psak halacha? Nasa b'shogeg enochayim lahotziyah. Good. See, married this time, kacha. Rabosai, if the guys are total amoritz and never thought twice about it, so it's permissible to marry her, he's a shogeg, and in fact, he doesn't have to divorce her. Oh, he's a shtickle talmud chacham. He vaguely remembers something. He's mesupik bara, v'shal alamdim, v'lo shal abali haram afursamim. He's not called a shogeg. Why? I'm quoting the Tzemach Tzedek. Im lo yada sheish b'zeh, he's a shayla, and he did it on his own. He's a shogeg. But once he's already asking, you know he's a shayla, you're a poshea. Ask a rav. I'm Bala Rama first, and who knows what's going on. Where do you get this from? Another case. Rabosai, a truma sadesha. Someone was no say meinek as chaveiro. Rabo, what does it mean meinek as chaveiro? Last year, Yevamis. What does it mean meinek? Who knows what it means? Anyone know what the words mean? Meinek as chaveiro? What do the words mean? A woman who had a child from somebody else, and the child is under 2 years old, as we pass on the halacha. Till the child turns two, this woman may not remarry. We had a case like that, very famous case. Nebuch, a woman, lost her husband, and she was engaged to marry a major Talmud Chacham. He was sitting there with the calendar to figure out what's the earliest possible date for that marriage, which was the after 2 years passed since the birth of the child. And that night, the wedding was the first opportunity. Hashem was attended by many of the members of the many of the rabbeim here in this yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, got to figure it out. Okay, this guy, he didn't know. Say, if you never heard of the yisur, you're a shogeg, right? But if you know about the yisur, and you went up, say, you ask him, the guy in the kollel, then you're not considered to be a shogeg, which has halacha lemaisa ramifications. Fine. However, the Beurim wants to be more makil here than there. How do you like that? Why? Because there, Eishes Chamiv Menekas Chavero, there are real honest to goodness Isurim found in Shas Babli, Masechta Yevamos. Except Rabosai, because of an Isur Kal, they didn't force him to divorce her after the fact. It's Usur. Not going to force you to divorce after the fact, that kind of, that level of an issue. Okay? Here, Abosai, Fakert. Once you're Mavatalit, Mikaradin, it is Batal. Fakert is a Knas, Shogeg, Otu Mezid. Maybe that's all if he's a Mezid Mamish. Not this kind of guy who was asked the wrong person. That's a fascinating leniency by the author of the Biur, Bar Yashulchan, on page Ayin Ches. I thought it was a very interesting comment. Okay. Now, Rabosai, in Simen Tzadi Tes, if hey, up to the Ramo. Come on, the Ramo. Tzadi Tes, hey, Ramo. The Yesh Omrim. Everyone see the Ramo? Towards the end of Sifhe. The Yesh Omrim. Dafilu b'mokom d'lo arminon chaticha nasis nevela. Oh, can't get away from this. Lo mahani haheter levatel elam nitosef kodem shenoda tarovis. What does that mean? So we have to start a little bit further back on the Ramah. I mean, I jumped ahead a little bit. I apologize. Let's go back to the Ramah from the beginning. V'davka shenisarev yovesh b'yovesh or afilu lach b'lach Leman da omar shein omar chaticha nasa nevel. Aba chaticha shebolo o iser. Lo mahani sheni tosef achakach haheter. Do amina be chaticha nasa nevel. Yesh omrim. Afil bemokom lo amina chanan. Lo mahani haheter levatel elem nitosef kodem shenoda taroves. Avlem noda taroves kodem. Lo mahani mashini tosef achakach. Ulefi zeh, hayatzorech hachocham amora levatel iser lachkor im nitosef aheta lachashenodef. Lo nogu, okay? So So something is amiss over here. What's going on over here? This is a very complex Ramah. It goes as follows. You take a look, Rabosai, in the Sifsei Das of the Prima Godim, at the beginning of Sivkotin Tesvov. Let's take a look there, okay? He quotes over here the Isa Veheter Oruch, Klal Chavdalid Din Yud. What does it say there? He says, Benoda, if you know about it, Af Mokad Lonas and Avela, Afiluhochi Osir, the Konsu Shogeg Otu Mazit. Okay? For whom are we? Do we make this knas? When it's noda, vahi the simon sadites the cause of atur the muta b'shogeg, hainu be lo noda. Amazing chiddush. When it's lo noda, lo konsu shogot amazing. What kind of knas? He didn't even know about it. Didn't even know about it. Oh. So too, Rabosai, the Chavos Das writes in Sivkotin Zayin, once we're going with this logic, where it's not shayach to make a knas, we don't impose a knas. He says, you know, maybe it's a shogeg and he put it in without realizing it. We could make a knas, or to amazing. What happens if it fell in by itself? So the Chavos Das writes in Sivkotin Zayin, it fell in by itself. So what kind of knas shogot amazin? He didn't put it there; it just fell. It fell by itself. We're not going to make any knas in that kind of a case. That's what he suggests. Oh, so too by lo noda, he doesn't even know about it, as we see over here in the Sifsei Das of the Prima Godim, towards the beginning of Sivkotin Tesvov. Oh. The Shach Rabosai says it's wrong. The Shach is in Sivkotin Tesvov. And his Shach is very long. Very long Shach. In my edition of the Shulchan Aruch, takes up a whole page. Sivkotin Tesvov, I'm going to show your edition. A whole page takes up. We can't read the entire page. But some of it we have to read. Some of the Shach we have to read. The Shach says he thinks that the Ramo is incorrect, and he quotes a Mishnah to prove his point. A Mishnah towards the end of Sivkotin Tesvov. The old Tamer. The E Tamar Filu Hecha de Lo Shayach Loma Chatikha Nasa Nevela Einu Mutter Kishiribi Bishogeg Ela Belo Noda. That's exactly what the Ramo said. You need Lo Noda Imke O De Tnan Perake De Trumas Mishnah Tes So Trumas Shenoflu De Fokos Mimea Chulin Vachakach Noflu Baod Chulin Im Shogeg Mutter Mezos. If you recall, the Rash said on this Mishnah, this is Vot Tnan and Mevad is Chatchil, it's not anywhere in Shas. Here it is. This is the source. We spoke with this on Thursday Shia at the beginning. V'kavala b'Yerushalmi to adin l'chol yisurim shirib aleim shogeg mutar b'mezid asur. Och yarminon v'kama duchti kol yisurim shirib aleim b'shogeg mutar b'mezid asurim. Im kein, hay shogeg yemuchuch l'foresh kodem shenoda. What? Quote the Ramah. It's only mutar kodem shenoda. V'imkein eich yipol shuv olav v'yemezid heich shayach mezid k'shelo yoda. V'nitztarech litchok v'lomar to shogeg hayinu kodem shenoda tarovis u'mezid ha'achadona tarovis ha'shogeg avik amezid v'zeh ha'dovar she'ein ha'das sov loso. Doesn't make sense to say that dochak teretz. Elavadik ha'damoron that the Ramah is incorrect. It's against the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. Now, there is a further discussion, which I can't go into in all of its details, but it is a little bit relevant, And that is, Rabbi Osai, that the Isa v'Heter is commenting. So it's hard to get into this without getting into it. I don't want to get too far involved. It's a bit complicated textually. But suffice it to say, just give a little brief overview of what's happening over here. We're going to go backwards in the Shah. We did the last piece of the Shah first. Now we're going back a little bit. Where it says Gam. Gam is a little bit bolder than my print. Gam ha-shekosei seveheta oruch. Da'afilu b'mokam d'lo'amina chanan. Im noah da'osr ha'fashogek. Where do you get it from? The Tur. Because the Tur says, this is a Tur which is very important. This is the Tur in our Simon. V'zel ha'shona. See v'zal. Kosta sefer mitzvah shom. Shetzorech ha'chochom lachkor im nostu mayim b'kdeira. Achash enosno iser. She'osan ha'mayim ein mitzdar from the batal iser. V'nirali di'ein zorech. Shafilu im hosef mayim achakach. Ha'kailan kol yisturin shavir aleim b'shogim utarim. V'ein loch Hashem ha'kivein laharbas b'mezid. Shimbonu loch Hashem lezeh. Gam lo namin lo mash'oma shalor riba. Ad kan l'shono. Says the Torah says. Says he's the heter, the hainu below noda bentayim, ava benoda gamatur moda diosur. That's what he says, strat, the east of the heter. He says, no one, first of all, he says it's incorrect. Then he says, if that's the case, what's the Torah's kashin got to say for a mitzvah? Maybe it's referring to a case, noda! Once it's noda, then there's nothing to talk about. So the Dake Moshe got out. Why? Watch this now. The mistama ilu noda bentayim miyad hayabol achochom lishol adkan. Ah, come on. He'd go right away. Why should he go right away? He knows you need 60. You don't have to ask any questions. This is a bit of a dochak, Rabosai. In the Dake Moshe. Just giving you, again, I know I didn't go into this full depth, but just to show you a little bit. Fine. Now we come, till now, we have a Ramah. Fine, Ramah said what he said. He's Machmir Rabosai, that if it's Noda, it's treated as Mezen at a Shogeg, and the Shach said it's wrong, has a Mishnah against it, Pashup Shah the Mishnah. Fine. Adka. That's the Chumrah of the Ramah, which is rejected by the Shach. Fine. But the Ramah, you're not going to believe it, Kwan Isa V'Heter, has a tremendous kula. And how we spent so much time in Simen Tzadi Beis last month, mamish, a week, maybe more, on Chanan. We thought we were finished with Chanan. No, we're not. Keeps coming back to haunt us. The Isa V'Heter has a kula nifla. Is a chumra nifla that Noda's like Mezid. Is a kula nifla. You don't say Chanan below Noda. Whoa, unbelievable. Look what he says. Take a look at the beginning of the Shach Tetzvah, the very beginning. Bisa v'het, der herich ha'oruch, klal chav dal din yud kosa v'hedja, tafilu heicha darminen Chanan, golach polach, olach b'yavish, ol yavish polach, yesh gam kein chiluk bein Noda, olo Noda. The Alpha Gav, the Nasa Pamachas, Nevela Kulo, Kavan Shalohaya Behet, the Shishim Negdo, Me'acha Shalom, Noda Lobio Sapam, Velo Toyim Be Atotam Di Sura, Nucholom Ashapa, the Mitzdarev, Kolehet, the Yacha Levatlo, Posta Kamoso, Bidarke Moshe, Rabosai, who wrote the Darke Moshe? Did the Ramos say it here? It's not here. It says the Shach, but he said it there. Even when they say, don't say Chanan, it's a chilek. Whoa, what a creative read. Assuming it's true, says the Shach, it's tzarech liyir. Came on the kaima chaticha nas nevela, imken miyad shenis arev nas nevela. Uma bezesh lanoda. Who cares? He knows or doesn't know. Mikomeko miyad nechshav chatichas nevela. Lo matzino b'shum paisik lechalek beinoda olo. I mean, the Rabbo was a paisik. Yisavetta was a paisik. Means beside for those two, nobody. Nobody. And he quotes Shas. He quotes Shas. Shas! Kuv ches amit beis. We learned this Shas. We know this. We're supposed to know it. The parach. Amai dam arav, kazai es basar shenafel letoch yorashel cholav. Basar asim v'cholav mutter. Cholav amai mutter. Cholav nevelu. Pirish Rashi. Hare cholav ma'at shenivla ha-basar nasa nevelu. Sharei nesar. Uchshachotar v'nifla b'bishar. Hacholav avalei min bimino, cholav yisur behet, becholav heter. Rabbi Simi bimino lo botel, end quote. Adkan. What's the more answer? Yororo sachas. Remember that? Mivla bola, miflet lo polit. It's boiling and nothing, it absorbs, doesn't emit. Fine. Rabosai. He knew about it over here. He didn't know about it. He didn't know about it. So, what kind of chanan? Give me an answer, Bosa. Give me an answer. Give me an answer. Yes? No. He fell in. He wasn't standing there.
And the Gemara talks about him taking it out before it was.
Yeah, he walks in. He's a boy. He's a boiling pot, which has a piece of milk with a meat in it. He didn't know right away. He fell in by mistake. That's not the terrace. The terrace is given the tefillah tzaddik. Look inside. You have it in your otzer. Right in front of you. Otsa Mefarsha, Tzvila Tzadik. Yesh Lidchos. Tesham Havi Isu Machmas Atzmo. Da Cholov Atzmo Nasa Iser. Masha Enkein Bishar Yisurim. Da Raka Balu Osur. Vera Hetelo Osur Rak Bishim Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Uvazelo Noda Lo Armin and Chanan. He's distinguishing between what? A tried and true distinction in Chanan between what and what? No! Rabosai. Come on, it's the most obvious distinction of all. Basa b'cholav and shari surin. By basa b'cholav, the Ramon never said it. He said never said it. Only said it by shari surin. That's a very beautiful answer. Okay. That's point number one. The Shach brings another kasha. V'chachi mucha nami midivir kol ha-poskin. They asked, according to what you paskin, chanan b'shari surin. Remember that? It's Tosfos Daf Kuf. Hamaduma v'amechumis shein osu nela lefi cheshbon. Chayin akushios rabbis yishu bedochak. And some don't. Some in fact say you don't say chanan b'shar yisurin. V'im iso if the disavetter is right, a simple answer. Havel teruti the hasamayri below noda. What a great answer would have been. And he quotes the mechaber tzadi dal beis beferish. You say chanan even in the case of Lo Noda, he thinks the Issa Vehet is absolutely and totally wrong. Makes no difference. Chanan said whether Noda or whether Lo Noda. How do you explain Bechlal the Issa Vehet? Why do you explain it? I thought, can't base it on Tzvila Tzadik with Tomat Shari Surim, it's like this. Why do we say Chanan b'shari surin? Oh, we spent so much time on this. Our bottom line, the sheet that we liked the most, was based on the words of the Ravid and the Rashba and the Prima Godim, what I call Tarde de Sastre. What does that mean? You're saying that a certain amount, 2% fell into a certain amount of what was formerly Mutter, which is now also, if you're not going to require 60 times that total amount, people are going to get confused. Rabbi, is it mutter or is it usher? If it's mutter, let me eat it. If it's usher, it requires 60 times of its full volume. Rabbi. People call me with questions, they have worse things they don't understand. But they want a tithe and a sassy in people's minds. That's why there was no choice but to ask it. So I want to make the following suggestion. That's only true Bishas Maisa. I know about it, Rabosai, at a time when it was 2%. Rabbi, may I eat it? No. So if I can't, if I'm not eating it, I need 60 times as much. It falls into 50 times as much. It's awesome. But if I didn't know about the whole thing till after it's already all over, it's now at 100 times the original volume, so there's no direct stira now. Now, it's true, it's a retrospective stira. Rabbi, if I would have asked you about it when I knew about it, would it have been mutter? No. That's a subjunctive. That's a hypothetical. Right? It didn't really happen that way. And therefore, you don't say Hanan when it comes to Shari Surim if you didn't know about it. That's my pshat in this east of the head and the dark emotion. I think it's a creative pshat. I think it's a nice pshat. I think so. It's true that the second chaticha remains aser. The original chaticha remains aser even after it spreads throughout. But it already is bottled before. It was bottled before. The bittul took place as soon as it reached 100 times. I'm giving you a mashal. It originally fell into 50 times. Now it fell in again to twice that much. So now it's already over 100 times. So therefore, it's immediately bottled as soon as I find out about it. Hey, now you'll ask, may I eat the original piece? I'll say no. Okay, because that original piece is different. But there's no, it's not such a, not so much of a tie to this house. That's my pshat on both sides. Now, if you think about it, if you look in the Bir HaGra, in Sifkaton Yud Beis, the Bir HaGra in Sifkaton Yud Beis, look what it says. Where does the idea of Noda come from? Why should Noda play a role? So, I think the proper way for us to start is to open the Gemara. It's already 2 o'clock, I haven't opened the Gemara yet. Let's open the Gemara to the Rosh Simen Lamed Zayin, because that's exactly who the Gemara is quoting. So let's like see it from its original. The Rosh and Simen Lamed Zayin. Very important rush on many levels. We're going to focus on one particular aspect right now. The rush in Simen Lamed Zayin. The rush says like this. He's talking about Yedias HaTarovis, which is what our Amma is talking about. This is our segue into tomorrow's topic, which is Chozer Venir. I read you over here. He says like this. With a small kuf pei of the Dibbe Chamudas is. Aval acha shenoda taruvoso vin his battle berov. V'nepach ha'isa lios kula mutter v'yochol ha'ochon afilu v'vas achas shuv lo yitochen lomar sheteso pleitoso. He's saying, Noda here works which way? L'kula l'chumra, come on. I just read it. Read the line again. Together with me. By Kuf Pei. Aval achas, it's in page Kuf Samach Hei in my edition, the bottom, halfway down column 2. Aval achas shenoda taruvasa v'nis batal b'ro v'nefach isali as kula mutter yochol ochlan afil b'vasachas, that's the rush against the Rashba shuv lo yitochen lo mashe teso pleitoso. Rabosai, the idea here is a chumra or kula v'chai gav no ashkan chiluk b'isu v'anis batal ben kon yudia ben acha yudia v'perikated trumas v'tanan so shol truma shenofol meya v'lo hispik lag biya. What's the din? The din of what's called Sarech Lahorim, Rabosai. What this means is as follows. We have two Kohanim here. Poor Kohanim, Nebuch, they're sitting in the curl, they have very little money. And we have to make sure the Kohanim have what to eat. So we give them Truma. What happens is by mistake, the Truma gets mixed into 100 parts of Chulin. So it's bottled. Nebuch, The kohen has nothing to give his children to eat. His wife is starving. They made exeret tsaruch lahorin. You got to take out one of this 150 units that was all mixed in together and give it to a kohen. So Mamela, since you haven't done that yet, Harezu Asura. Rav Shimon Matir. The Yushalmi says, Rav Shimon says, Yidi Asa Mikachasa. The moment you know about it, Rabbi Osai, you know about it, it's bottle. Rabbanan say, Al Haram Asa Mikachasa. Rav Shimon, Imlo Nodalo, Min Arishona, Achenafel Ashnia, Hoya Asur. Aval Hashad, the Nodalo. Kemach is sofal arm kumuram dami, Shimon Lashitasa, Omeli Zarek is Zarek dami. Rabbanan follow the harama, the lesu kumuram dami, Hilgach, but star for yachad, kilu naflu yachad, alma, Rab Shimon shenodalo anafila, havi kumuram behuter akol, koni yadia, lo hitter. Umidir Rab Shimon ishmael rabbanan bishari surim, lo boy harama, shayadia goremes a heter. Rabbosa sofa, all the cases of yadia goremes heter, not isa. Patience. Where do you find this? Zvachim kuf dalet amen aleph. Let's turn the next page in our edition. An amazing, absolutely stunning Gemara. Page kuf samavav in our edition, on top of the page of the Rosh. Alahi mishna miyomai lo reisi or yotzil lebeis hasreifa. The parach vayika achar hefshet kodem zrika. U'mishani, kerebi di omar, the word kol is in brackets, is in parentheses. Hadam meratz ala or bifnei atzma. The suporech vayika nimtzes treifa b'mnei me'ayin pirish. That ipsulo kodem ahevshet v'kodem zrika, because it was a hole in the stomach. V'nisraf ben the Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. So there can be a simple case where the skin is possible. U'meshani nimtzes treifa b'mnei me'ayin miratzeh. Not going to believe this. The Zrika Saddam works, even though in retrospect it's an animal is a traitor from the beginning, since at the moment that you sprinkle the blood, you didn't know about it. There's an expression in America, what you don't know won't hurt you. We don't accept that in halacha. Well, yes, we do. It's amazing Gemara. What you won't know won't hurt you. Pillay ployim. Avi apsula konim afshet v'konim yizrika kem lo no da psula alacha zrika. Mashma. Heka de no da psula konim zrika. You got to the base of Shreifa. Alma Yadia Goremes Hadavar. Bain Lesor Bain Lahatir. Here for Karet, in this particular case, when you know about it, it makes it worse. The previous case, we know about it, it makes it what? Better. You see that knowledge is such a critical criterion. Atka. The Rosh believes in knowledge. The power of knowledge. Knowledge will make something bottle and heter asenap elios heter, and knowledge will make something be considered to be usur. The second half of this rush, that knowledge makes something usur, is quoted by the Vilna Gaon right over here to teach us that you don't say chanan until he knows about it. Here too, you find until he knows about it, it's not usur. These are the rise that the Vilna Gaon quotes in Sifkot Yud Beis from here. I really don't understand the Gemara in Zvachim. Kuf Dalam and Aleph. Kuf Dalam and Aleph. As a matter of fact, I looked this up in the Mesifta. I'm not a Tzibokhi in Zochim. So the Mesifta that quotes the Chazanish says, this can't be. It must be a Dinder Rabbanan only. But then they quote Rab David Soloveitchik, Shalita. Kiddushi Rab Meshulim David Halevi Soloveitchik. It's the first time the official Ksavim came out in his lifetime. In other words, the Briskarov never put out anything. Reb Chaim never put out anything in their lifetime. Nothing. We have this from the Reb Chaim and the Rambam, the Briskarov and the Rambam. It's all posthumous. Baruch Hashem, Reb Meshulam David Halevi, I think he's 90 years old. And he said, what am I waiting for? So he put out his, I think they're official, not just the stencils that they have. I think it's an official sefer. And he has this, he's a Psar Chazanish. It's you're against the Tosfos. Tosfos says on the previous Amun in Masechta Tzvachim, it's worked even for the Raisis. Don't understand exactly why, but I don't know. But see, my Rebbe taught us in Brisk, We don't ask why. We ask what. They say in Yiddish, Nish, we ask vos, not farvos. So I didn't like the tells of that. The tells we ask farvos. So I'm not going to the brisket tells of business. Anyway, so I'll leave out the why. Let's set the what. So this is a riot to this yourself. Okay, Rabosai, I have to tell you, before we go to Sif Vav, there's one more Nakuda in Sif Hei. I'm a little behind my schedule, but this must be spoken about. And that's the next Shach. The Shach and Sif Katan Tes Zayin. The Ramah says, Ulefizeya Tzarech HaChocham Amor Levatel Iser Lachem Nitos of Ahetel Lachash Noda Velo Nagu Kein. What does it go on? What does it go on? Velo Nagu Kein. What does Velo Nagu Kein? What's it going on? So the Shach Tezayin says, the Ateres Zov, it's the Levush, Mashma, Shehaven, the Haivlo Novokain, Lokoy Ela Ahayesh Omrim, till the last piece, Vavare Lesa, the Maishna. So the Shach says, it goes back, what was the Yeshem? Yeshem would say, even when you don't say Hanan, when the het only works levatel only if nitosa before noda. That's the chumra of the isur v'het. Right? Once it's noda, then it's a problem. So we should check out to see if it's noda, and we don't. Okay, but the shach says no. Goes back on the original din as well. What's the original din in the Ramah? What does he say? That you apply the principle of Hanan. We don't check out for Hanan. Why don't we check out for Hanan? Why not? Why don't we check out for Hanan? Maybe they didn't fall into one shot. Hatav lo nagu lacha nirelis is the shach. End of Tezayin. Dachzuke isura lo machzakinan. Temehechitesi neima shosifi olavachakach. Mapitom, as we say. Who said it happened in two stages? We have the right to assume that it all happened at once. It fell in one shot, not twice. The Bari HaShulchan Sivkot Nun Gimel says that everybody agrees to this. Who said that's true? Faket? He quotes over here in Sivkot Nun Gimel, it's the very last Sivkot, quite a long one, a whole page, in Sif Hei. He quotes from the Sefer. Who's he quoting from? The Torah Sikusil, it's Rabbi Frohl Hamburger, who argues on the Ramah. You know why? He quotes a Beferish Gemara in Psochim, Dalam and Aleph. Ask him. What question is the house had Bedikas Chamas and Bedikas Chamas? Ask him. Why? Kol Heicha de Avshal de Varure, Mevararinan. And we were all relying on the Chazokas. More than that, he quotes a Prichadish who says, what do you mean, Achzuke Yisrola Mazakina? Why? It's very common to add water in two separate spills. So he wants to even suggest about the Ashulchan and in the case of Basa B'cholov, it's Sveka Darais of the Chumra. Atka Dekach. I'm just letting you know, this is the end of the Bari Ashulchan. We now have to stop us out of the Shemaya. Only have 15 minutes to go. Siv Vav. Okay, we're starting Siv Vav, Pesach Deshmaya. What does it say in Siv Vav? Yisr shel divrayim, ein ma'arvin also be yodayim ke levatlo. Shem osa kein bemezid osa. Fine. As we paskin halacha lemaisa, that it's osa, that's the psak. Fine. Avo, im nofo me'atzmo, ve'ein beheter kidei levatlo, mar belovim levatlo, pilei ploim. Where did this come from? Who knows where this comes from? You saw the Maram Akamas? The first two. Hope you got that far. Since Thursday yet. Monday. The Gemara in Beitza. What does the Gemara in Beitza say, Rabosai? If Eitzim Shanoshu Min Adekel, right? Remember that? No one remembers? Give me Beitza Dafdalim and Beitza, please. Is our screen working now? We will find out. The moment of truth is upon us. Will the screen work? Everybody, who ever learned Beitza here in your time? Yaakov, you my Shiva learned Beitza? So I can ask you. It was 22 years ago. He's supposed to remember for 22 years, like, so with the Egla Rufa, with Jacob Yosef. The 22 years we learned Beitza. The truth is, this is really more, this is the beginning, the Avdalit. This is more, so you're potter, more than 22 years ago since we, this is actually 1990. This is probably September or October, we're at the very beginning, the Avdalit. So he's past the 22 year limit. Okay. So it says in Beitza, the Avdalit and Beitza, Eitzim Shanashu Min Adekel, right, which is Muksa on Yontif, and it fell into other Eitzim. Fell in, but it's not enough. It's not enough to make it bottle. So you throw in more Eitzim and make it bottle. Frank the Gemara, that's the Gemara we saw. And Mevat Nisa Lechatchila. That's where that one place in Shas where it's found, based on Mishnah Trumas. It's the only place where it's found. Those four magic words. That is the context. Isn't this the first Maramokum? Yeah, I'm not dreaming. Beitz Adav Dalam and Beitz. Omer Av Mas, that's what he says. Are we there? Almost? Okay, thank you very much. I want to show the Talmidim, even it's a little bit time crunch. We got to see it. Beitz Adav Dalam and Beitz. Thank you so much. Thank you. Here we go. Bigger. Bigger? Yes,
click.
You can go to 24. Everyone see? Omar Masna. Can you see in the back? Is it big enough? You receive it? Eitzim Shanoshim and Adekel Latochatanu Beyomtu Marble Eitzim Machonu Masika. Says the Gemara. I welcome a Vatal Isil Lechatchilo Tanan. It's not true, is it right? It's approximately Tanan. Ein revat nisa lechatchila, says the Gemara, hani mili b'doraisa, avla de rabbona mevat. Well, the rabbi, period. What about the rabbonans? Ayel ravashi diyama kol dava shishamatirim, afila b'drabbona lo botil, Michael and Neymar, shishamatirim, we'll get to that in Kuvbeis, barichas. Hani mili hecha di yisra b'di yisura b'einei, hocha mikla koli yisura. Got burned up. Now, what do we see from this over here? What do we see here over here? Beferish reads to Vav again. Yisushel devrayim ein ma'arvanos biyadayim kelevatlo. It must again be mezed osur. Avlam nofo meyatzmo ve'en behet elevatlo. Okay? Ma'alat, it's a Beferish. The Mechal quoted a Beferish Gemara. A Beferish Gemara is quoted. Babish, black on white, a Beferish Gemara. Black on white, a Beferish Gemara. Where's the rush? Oh, come on. Am I correct? There's no rush here?
No.
Get out of here. I have to go back. I have to go where? I have to go here? Frosh Yabali? No. What? So I think it's a woman. There's the second line in the Maram Akamos, I think. Rush, Simon Bays, right? Okay. Amal Isa the Rabbanon, if you see in the back? Not so good? Amal Isa the Rabbanon, you need new glasses then. Amal Isa the Rabbanon, Mevat Lelechatchila. Afgav the Kaimalon, Kravashi Dioma, called Dovish Martina Villa Lobota Vidra Bonon, Hanes of the Dagger Tirin. No, says Mikla Koli is Sura. Fine. Okay, good. Now, Hod the Carmina Nami, the Mavat and Isa the Chatchila, Rabonon, Hainu, Davko, Hecha the Mikla Koli is Sura. Ababialma, Mavat and the Chatchila, I feel the Sura the Rabonon, I feel the Enlo Matirin. Whoa! He the rush, the creative shot in the Sugya. Now when the Gemara said before that the Rabbanans, okay, here, oh, what? Kiva Eger? Okay. When the Gemara said over here, I am about this of the Chatchila, what did the Gemara answer? The Rabbanan is okay. I am Yeshua Matirin. As the Gemara, Mikla Kol Yisura, this not only is in response to Bitl Chatchila, excuse me, to Dabei Shematirin, but it also modifies the original dispensation of Bitl Chatchila. Even that is only in the case of Mikla Kol Yisru. That's the Ramah. Most close to Rosh. Let's look again. V'yesh Omim, Dayin Levat, Yisru Rabbanan, Ola Hosef Olav, K'moshe Op, Yisru Doraisa, V'chein Noagin, V'yein L'Shanos. This is based upon the Rosh. Okay. What's Pshat in the Mechaber? Why is the Mechaber Mekel so much? Why is the Mechaber Mekel so much? That you can be Marban and Yisru Rabbanan. So the suggestions are made as follows. Look, the Bittles process started already. Once the Bittles process started already, I can maybe finish it off. It's only the Rabbana. Answer number one. Answer number two, Rabosai. Listen carefully, please, to answer number two. Answer number two. If you're only worried about Isser, Ein Mevat L'Chatchila, even the Rabbanans. But here, there is Heter at stake. There already has been a mixture. So if you're going to be Machmer over here, you're going to have to Aser, not only the original Isser, but even the Heter. So we don't want to be mafsid the heter. That's what the Rashba says in Masechta Beitza. And that's for that very reason, Rabosai. This dispensation that we have is only if it fell in by itself. Take a look over here in the Hagos from Bekiv Eger on the Shulchan Aruch above, the first one. Avlam Nofo Me'atzmo. Emphasize Me'atzmo, so Bekiv Eger. Eli Rabba Kotzav Dafka Nofo Me'atzmo. Avl Hippil. You put in yourself, b'shogeg, osur lahosif ulevatlo. It's your fault. You shouldn't have put it in the first place. Psh. Fine. Interestingly, on the other hand, if you look in the Sif Seidas, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, he points out that not only is it permissible with a rove heter, afilu ikaruba de isura marbalov. That's our Gemara. Eitzim shenoshim in adekel, marbelem eitzim uchonim. There's only 60-1 over here. You just need a rove. That's a tremendous kula on the. Okay. Narabosai, if you take a look in the Taz over here in Sivkoton Yud Beis. Watch this. He's going on the mechab. Rylas em eitzim shenoshim in adekel tochatanu biyomtiv shemarbelem eitzim uchonim madlikon beitz adav dalid. Rashba Rosh says no. Shani Hosn Beitzim the Mikli Kolidi Surah Pirish. Shein Nene Mehem Ashas Biura Menaholam. Vioz Ein Mamesh Baisur. Okay. The Temal Shbal Shulchan Aruch. Shekan Posek Karashba. Uv Orachayim Simen Tofresh Ayin Zalin Siv Dalet. Gabe Ner Chanukah. Posek Maharam. The Svirle Karosh. The Osel Hosif. Astira in the Machaber. Astira and the Mechaber, what a great kasha. Astira and the Mechaber. The Shach is the same kasha. Kosha, you test and Shach. The Orachayas in Metar Az, Sosama Mechaber Vekosav. The Moser Hashemen Miner Chanukah. Shenis Arev Bishemen Acher. Vein Boshishim Levatlo. Yesh Misha Omer. Shein Lehosef Olov Levatlo. Very Chanukah in Olamad Rabbanon. Astira and the Mechaber on this very Nakuda. Astira the Mechaber, Abosai. Astira the Mechaber. Yeah. Astira. Now, if you look in the Berhetev, Yudalit, Hiksha Ashach, quotes a verbatim. Vamogan Avram, you see it's in bold in my thing. You have the Berhetev Yudalit? Vamogan Avram. Rotsa Latarit Sham the Chanukah Vidava Shieshlo Matirin Lishana Habo. This very oil could be used next year for Chanukah. Vlov Lo Uchalov in Dvarov. The Imkain Afilu Be'elof Lo Botil. Vlama Kotav Machabasham Vebo Shishim Levatl. What do you mean? It's Yeshlo Matirin. It's never going to be bottled. It's a Pile Ploim. Pile Ploim Mamish. The answer to this question, you have to look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. Where's Rabbi Akiva Eger referred to in the Pischei Tshuva Zayin? Ayin Bar Hetiv, Ayin Mogan Avram. Look at Rabbeinu Akiva Eger. Hashmatas l'simen l'amadches shegam hu nishmas o'eden hikshakein kosev l'yashiv astir betuvtam. You want to go up now? Feel free. I'm not going to discuss it yet. You know why? That's fundamentally an issue of Dover Shesh L'matirin. That's in the Kuv Beis. We're only in Tzadik Tes. Remind me, pick a note for yourself, that we have to go back to this Rebbe Kiva when we get to it. But I will discuss with you now the Chavaz Das, Sivkot and Ches. Open up, please, to the Chavaz Das, Sivkot and Ches. Because his teretz is La'inyan Shalanu, talking about Ein Mevanis L'chadchili. It's a very big Kiddush, which answers this question. Ayin Shach, Venira. Please look at the Chavaz Das Ches. Sheesh L'chalek ben Isser Achilo L'Isser Hano. To be Isser Achilo, Sheino Osirak Mitteimas Tama de Isura. The cave and the mevatele shuveno margish atam. So therefore, we're make up by the rabbonans to add. Ashen kev yisur hano shenotelu mevatlo hare nene b'mashenotelu mevatlo. That itself is hano. For the chen also mevatlo. He gives an example. Also the fatin behema b'yisur hano elecha mevatlo gadol mizeh. The behema to be mutti afterwards. Shenene here too. Elecha hano gadol mizeh. What a great answer. Is it really Yisra Hano? Can I sell this to my friend to use it for Ner Chanukah? That's the idea. It's Kasha. And the answer is, if you look at Mogan Avraham there, you may not hold on to it until next Chanukah. So it's treated as an Yisra Hano. One last point, Rabbi Osai. Open to the Mishpat Sozov, Sif Kotten Zayin here, end of Divra Masla Vada. Here, our last marker for today. Sadi Tess, please, look inside. Sadi Tess, Mishpat Sozov Zayin, Zayin is quite lengthy, Vida, Vida, where is it found? Vida itself is quite long, but towards the end of Vida, before the Hine, makes the following comment. He quotes the Kasha of the Kresiu Plesi. He says, Kresiu Plesi Kosav, the Gemara Gittin Nundalam at Beis, we saw that on the screen yesterday, for Hohocha de Minatora Chad Betray Bottle of the Konis, Alma. Even at Torah, Dovah Choshev ain't Botel. After in Mevat Nisur is the Rabbanon. Okay? So what's this question? You see, this is still a Knas, even though it's an Isur the Rabbanon. Now, if the Chavas Das is correct, this Kasha doesn't even begin. You know why? Who remembers yesterday's Shir? Naflu v'nispatzu. What fell in? We spoke about it yesterday in Shia. We said, Rimone Badon, Egoze Perech. What's the Easter over there? What's the Easter? The Easter is Orla. Orla's Aser Bahana. Orla's Aser Bahana. So if Orla's Aser Bahana, as the Chavaz Das said, is an Easter Levatl, is Midoraisa. It's Midoraisa. Because you're having Hanah, the Bittl itself is a Hanah. So the Prima Godim clearly disagrees with the Chavaz Das. The final point, which is this all in the Biurim, the final point is, if the Chavaz Das is correct, and it's an Isser of Hanoah, why don't they do the following stunt? He'll take the item, he'll throw it into 500 pieces of Heter, and he'll throw one out! I'll throw it into the garbage! So I started off at 500 of Heter, and I'm at 500 of Heter. Too late, Charlie, he says. Once you put it in, you have 501, you're already in violation. You can throw it out later, it's too late. You can't carry move us, lo yuchaliska. Not kind of in the Birim Radish. We'll stop here. I'll say tomorrow's topic is Chozer Veneer. Very important and lumdish topic. We'll see out of the Shema. Okay. It's in the Ramah, Sadi Tesivov. You'll see it. Told to the Rosh Shimon Lamed Zayin, a great one.